Merrick was working in a tunnel, or stope, that was at the base of intersecting silver veins, and about an hour after he arrived at work on the afternoon of April 15th, the disconnected wedge of rock between the veins came down. Investigators say management of the Lucky Friday failed to design, install, and maintain a support system that would have kept miners safe in that kind of situation. Further, they say, the company wasn't following its own ground support plan. But owners of the Lucky Friday counter that. In a press conference in Spokane, Hecla Mining President Phil Baker said the company couldn't have known in advance the particular geology Merrick was working in would lead to a collapse.
When I read the report, I don't see anything that would suggest that Hecla has operated in anything less than a prudent manner.
The Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration will next issue penalties for violations associated with Merrick's death. Baker says, in total, the fines could approach $1 million. In Spokane, I'm Jessica Robinson.